And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Two more individuals have been apprehended in connection with a shooting incident that occurred at the Murphy Oil gas station in front of the Walmart Supercenter on Louisville Avenue March 29th. That resulted in two people being injured. The Monroe police have arrested Terry Chris Smith and Tristan Barber for their alleged involvement in the shooting. This development followed the arrest of Jalen Webster as a suspect earlier. Smith and Barber are now facing charges of attempted second-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Furthermore, Barber is also being charged with attempted second-degree murder related to two other shooting incidents. Monroe police has indicated all the apprehended suspects were affiliated with the YNN gang. Authorities are still in pursuit of two other suspects, Roderick Brass and Calarius Owens, in connection with that shooting incident. Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's officers announced the arrest of a man. They say the man stalked his estranged wife for a year and eventually killed her. 49-year-old David Hernandez is facing second-degree murder charges, and the death of 45-year-old Lisa Hernandez, who was found unresponsive March 20th. Deputies believe that David Hernandez staged a burglary and used that to cover up the crime. Today marks Governor Jeff Landry's 100th day in office, and Law Politics publisher Jeremy Alford says it's a political milestone that signals a new power structure in the executive branch.
We haven't seen this kind of governor come in with this strong of a honeymoon period, with poll numbers looking this good, with what looks like some kind of a quasi-mandate, especially with a supermajority of Republicans in the legislature.
Alford says the reason it looks like Landry's off to a fast start is because he campaigned for the position for years. In the world of sports last night, LSU struggled to find its way through the baseball season. The teams found themselves 3-12 in SEC play halfway through the season, and they've got a hard road trip to make the postseason tournament. Baseball America analyst Teddy Cahill says the Tigers have two options if they want to make the field of the NCAA tournament.
So unless the selection committee really changes the way that it's perceived league records, you've got to get to 10-5 here the rest of the way or go crazy in Hoover.
This is KDM.